Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
These are the maximums for today. Johannesburg up to 18. Mpumela 17. Emalahleni high of only 13 degrees.
In your traffic, N1 northbound Centurion, a crash at Old Johannesburg Road. You've got slow-moving traffic on both sides and a crash in the Crown, Main Reef Road at Press Avenue.
In your sport, tickets for the MTN 8 final at Moses Mabhida sold out within hours. And in what is a big rugby weekend, the start of the URC will also take place.
We start with the issue on everyone's lips, the massive cold front blanketing large parts of the country. The mercury has plunged through the night. Yesterday's minimum is today's maximum. And after the first heat waves already, this weekend, expect snow in our area.
Even snow in places over the eastern escarpment areas. Looks like the snow is likely to infiltrate the interior. Even the areas close to Standerton may get some snowfall.
That's today. SA Weather Service forecaster Lutando Mzimini says it will be a cloudy Friday over Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and Gauteng, and we can expect rain. More about this cold weekend ahead and the extended weather forecast. You can find that at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To a story of a different kind, the former head of a construction company contracted by Eskom is currently on a flight back to South Africa after he was extradited from Britain. Michael Lomas is a British citizen and ex-board chairperson of Tubular Construction, and he was arrested in 2021 in London. National police say he allegedly manipulated contracts between 2008 and 2018 during the construction of the Kusile Power Station. The extent of the fraud and corruption is in excess of 1.5 billion rand. Two former Eskom executives and two businessmen have also been arrested. Speaking of Eskom, Electricity and Energy Minister Khosenzo Makhopa says there has to be a delicate balance between the supply of affordable electricity and the financial sustainability of Eskom. He addressed members of parliament during yesterday's urgent debate about the impact of electricity tariffs on inflation and the rising cost of living.
Essentially, you are faced with the following scenario, that if you don't provide the kind of financial support that is required, we are likely going to plunge the country back into darkness and undermining the prospects of growth.
Today is day 179 without load shedding. And more money matters. The EFF's Leanne Matthys says the party is gravely concerned about what they call the extreme conservatism shown by the Reserve Bank. This after they cut the interest rates by only 25 basis points yesterday.
We maintain as the EFF that the most practical and sustainable solution to the crisis of monetary policy in South Africa, it is to address the private ownership of the South African Reserve Bank. Currently, the Reserve Bank is owned by banks and European citizens.
More about yesterday's cut on our news blog. In international news, it's not just here where Mother Nature is showing her might. In Shanghai, roads and neighborhoods flooded this morning as the Chinese megacity was battered by a second typhoon this week. And remember, Mr. J?
Yeah.
The South Korean pistol shooter. She grabbed the world's attention at the Paris Olympics in July. She's that 32-year-old who wore the wire-rimmed shooting glasses and a baseball cap.
Yes.
And she became an internet sensation for her nonchalance and ultra-calm demeanor. Well, she has landed her first acting role.
What?
She's going to play an assassin.
Yay!
I'm Gerda de Suzan en jou hoofnuus, verskeie waarskuwings vir daai reuse koue front reg oor die land.
Yay. And apparently the worst of it only arrives tonight and into tomorrow. Winderig.
Ja.
Oh, but it's going to bring the rain and the dust and the stuff is going to put sack.
Yes.
My sinuses need relief. Come on.
I don't know if my sinuses need relief at the cost of 8 degrees Celsius maximum in Joburg tomorrow.
Come on.
My sinuses can go battle it on. No, no.
That's your latest Jacka News. 7:05. That is Earth time. What did you think I was going to say? Another radio station? No, no. I'm not even going to say 942 because that's like eau de vetch near.